As I said at the beginning of Mass today, many of you will have heard the wailing tones of the air raid siren that went off at 9 o'clock. And then after a brief pause came the all clear. And I imagine that for those of you who heard that this morning, and those of you who actually heard it just before the occupation when air raids were happening, must have felt a certain sense of relief when that second siren was sounded and the all clear was given. As one emerged from the air raid shelter, one faced yet another day, another way in which one was to go about one's ordinary business and to do the things one had to do. One couldn't stay in the air raid shelter forever, no matter how safe it may seem to be. One has to come out into the world. And in a sense, that's true about life itself. The infant comes out of the womb to face the world. The chick comes out of the egg to face the world with all its dangers and with all its difficulties. And then there's that moment, isn't there, in the life of all things, when that creature, that live creature, starts to become independent. The child grows and starts to have a mind, a thinking mind for itself. The chick grows and is able to fly and goes off on its journey by itself. That's the way of the world. They've been given this extraordinary gift of freedom. The freedom to think. The freedom to move. The freedom to decide on what should happen in their lives. It's a terrific gift given by God. And it is the most dreadful thing when that is taken away from an individual, as those totalitarian regimes did in the Second World War. And it wasn't just limited to Nazi Germany. There was Soviet Russia, who killed more people than the Nazi regime because they couldn't stand the thought of people thinking for themselves. When one is given a gift like freedom, one has to make a decision as to what to do. And it seems to me that the moment one is given that freedom, that choice, one always stands at a crossroad. And one has to make a choice of which road one is going to take. Is it the route that is just going to be easy, rather pretty, and knowing that will do us a lot of good for ourselves, in our senses and in the reward that we may get through going that path? Or do we look more to the rugged path where there may be thorns and branches that get in the way? Somehow or other, that route is the route that is going to take you to the spring of water and refreshment that you need. Well, that gift is the same today as it was throughout the centuries. And like those people that emerged from the air raid shelters, we emerge each day ready to face life again. And I just say to you, with this freedom that we have, this Liberation Day which we celebrate, remember that liberation for Christians is a theological principle. It is based on a thought that God gives us this freedom, which only comes through obeying his commands. That's how we can face the difficulties. That's why even with chains, St. Paul can feel free, because his mind and heart had been liberated by the presence of Christ. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we pray for those who are suffering today, the fact of occupation of their country, or those who seek to occupy their minds, or their hearts by emotional blackmail, and that happens in any society, we pray for them. But we ask that those who are enduring these hardships may remember, even in our own spiritual lives we get hardship, that freedom is given to us by God if we trust and obey Him. That old evangelical song, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey."